Live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Sir Dirk Lee Kettleman Show.
HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Stupid Challenger. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do towards fully free speech, and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me this loudly. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisation who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Satirically Challenged Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight,
what is up?
Facebook has
Everybody.
Done it again, getting them in a themselves in a pickle by not protecting everyone's data. Should we be surprised? I think not.
It's like, hey, we might be having these problems, but hey, have a brand new Facebook experience.
Right.
Even though like tens of thousands to a million accounts have their passwords unencrypted, like.
Right.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Which makes absolutely no sense. How they claim, yes, they say that they protect their users. Well, how is that possible? When in fact it's like, well, we're going to play Russian roulette with people's
people's passwords, like,
yeah, and
go
just
wrong?
Having them out in the open.
Like, for all the world to see.
Everything, for everyone and their mothers to see. Which is not, does not bode well. It honestly makes things rather problematic. If I do say so myself. Especially when people expect for themselves to be protected, and when it's not,
one password is the million. We don't know.
One or a million, there's a problem here.
A big difference.
I wouldn't say big difference. I would say it's rather it's rather unsettling.
It's like, it's like we see what your password is.
Right. And when everyone's going, well, how is this possible? How is this even so?
Oh, Facebook knows.
Mm-hmm. So, when people are going, how is this possible? How does this make sense? Leads to a lot of issues, especially when people think that it's so safe.
Like, oh, it's a safe place to go. Like, we can put anything on there.
Yeah.
Whoops, sorry about that.
It's okay. And with Facebook just saying, well, we're just going to put everything on the open. It's okay.
Like, it's all good. Sure, why not? Without locking everything down, like...
Yeah.
Wait, what's their security solution? A shoebox?
Right.
A shoebox under the cabinet.
Right. And this also means how much is actually getting put out there?
I think, is it still safe right now, or is it still
right
unencrypted?
Right.
If it falls in the wrong hands, bad things will happen.
Right. It really means that there's a need for people to know if
it always seems like when they reveal this, like, the number's actually bigger.
Right. And then Mark Zuckerberg wonders why he's landing himself into trouble. Which means that it's bound to have adverse effects. Due to how he is, there's more and more issues when someone
who knows, like, Instagram for, like, delete all your food photos.
Right.
And who knows?
Right.
Of course, there's Instagram users who are impacted will be notified by their passwords or improperly stored.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Which is a big deal. And when people want to know that they're safe and secure, it ends up being a larger issue.
A larger issue.
Which could only lead to more problems in the end. Which could just, it breeds more harm than good.
And yet
Facebook finds themselves getting themselves back in the news one way or another.
I mean, it seems like we're talking about Facebook every week.
Yes, it does.
And each time
it seems to have bigger issues.
Do you get bigger and bigger?
Yeah.
Which only leads to more problems in the end. And next Wednesday.
Will be our final broadcast of the Mauer off on a hiatus up until September. And definitely want to stay tuned for all of our latest posts, updates on AMCPressInfo.com. That's the main place that you can find us, and on Instagram and on Twitter. So definitely don't want to miss out.
TSCS Pod.
Yeah, and TSCS Pod and AMC Press News on Twitter. And everything is listed on our website, which is AMCPressAndCo.com. So we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday night or whenever you decide to listen to this pod.
Yeah.
Whatever day it is.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.